This is CNBC-TV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC-TV18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. This morning, it looks like the start is going to be in the green. Wall Street staged a rebound. The indices were up 1%. Asian markets have started off on the green footing. And even in the Indian markets, you did see some signs of buying coming through in late trade, where the Nifty staged a recovery from the day's low of 17,000 to finally end in the green with a gain of 0.3%. So that was a recovery of nearly 250 points on the Nifty. So the key level on the way down will be the support levels of nearly 17,000. Crude prices too have come in lower, nudged lower to about $91 per barrel versus the peak levels of 94. The focus is going to be on the US inflation data, the RBI monetary policy, which will come out tomorrow, and this will coincide with the weekly options expiry. The FI selling continues. Yesterday they sold 1,968 crore in cash, but the DIIs, bought about 1,115 crore, reversing the previous day's selling. Some of the stocks to watch today, one is Bharti Airtel, very strong showing. India mobile business outshining peers, revenue growth 5.9%, average revenue per user improving by 6% quarter on quarter. And despite the tariff hikes, Bharti Airtel didn't see significant subscriber losses like its peers did. For Bata, revenue growth is in line with estimates, but the street is disappointed by the margin performance. EBITDA margins are 20%, lower than expectations of 28.5%. Solid quarter from IRCTC, revenue growth 140%, EBITDA and PAT are back to pre-COVID levels. It's a margin and profit miss for JSPL, while some of the other stocks to track today will be NMDC, keep your eye on IGL, MGL too, where the margins have come sharply lower at 10% versus 36% a year ago, will be some of the stocks that you should keep on your radar today. With that, I'm going to sign off. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.